Minnesota State Representative Tony Juergens has released a statement regarding Governor Wall's delayed decision on school reopenings.
You know, some of the things that I've been saying all along is that I hope the governor's plan includes leaving a lot of the decisions up to the local school districts and school boards for local control. And the governor actually used the words local control, and I know that there are some decisions that are being left up locally, but their hands are really tied in a lot of ways, and the changes or the decisions that they make now could change in a few weeks if the COVID numbers change. So it's important to realize this is a place that we're at today with these decisions. There's a little bit of clarity for the school districts and the parents and the students and the teachers, but to a large extent, it could change again. And the reality is he could mandate back to distance learning whenever he wants to through an executive order. Also, it's worth noting that the private schools are not governed by this. So you may see differences right here in Hastings with private schools that are in class 5 days a week if they choose to do that, when you have public schools following the district guidelines as well. So the way the school year starts doesn't necessarily mean that's the way the school year is going to end. There's going to probably be changes throughout the school year.
Juergens says this means school districts will need to act quickly in order to have plans in place before classroom instruction begins in a month.